Brian Koziol joins us now. Brian, how are you?
We're good. Busy day here.
It, well, definitely was busy. Give me your perspective on why this is a good deal for Buffalo.
Well, I think in terms of what they actually need going forward, I think it's a good deal for the Sabres because they need guys that can put the puck in the net. And they don't have a lot of guys that can do that. Obviously, their scoring woes this year are very well documented. And I think that they have a lot of young guys that potentially could be a good scorer someday in the league, whether it's next year or the year after. But I don't think the makeup of their current roster, they have very many of them at all. In fact, I think you could probably count them on one or two fingers of guys that you really could count on to say, yes, this guy is a proven league talented scorer. And I think that Tim Murray decided that with Evander Kane's ability to do that, that it was worth rolling the dice on maybe what obviously have been some documented issues about Kane's negative parts of what he's done off the ice, in the locker room, that sort of thing, to the point where he decided that it was worth doing. And, you know, we've been hearing rumors about Tyler Myers with many teams, even going back to last year. And I think because of Myers' size and because of his offensive ability, you know, back on the defensive position, that he became obviously desirable to Winnipeg, where that was kind of the two big pieces to this trade. And I think Tim Murray is ready to swing for the fences. He's got a lot of prospects here. He's got a very, very deep prospect system. I know a lot of publications have said that the Sabres have the best prospect system. And I guess Murray's thought is, you know what? Instead of having a bulk load of these and, you know, a lot of them going to take some time to get here, let's start using some of these to get some players that can really help us in the more near future, which for Kane, obviously, he's hoping to be next October.
Especially the fact that they get two guys who are only, you know, 24 years of age and players who are under contract long term. So to me, that's a win-win if you're going to give up potential guys for guaranteed guys who are young and still have years under contract. It's a good deal. What can you tell me about Joel Armia? A lot of prospect guys are high on him. I look at his stats, and there's nothing that jumps out at me that says, wow, this guy's going to be anything more than maybe a good third liner in the NHL. What do you see?
I think your assessment's fair. I don't want to just write him off because he is still young. But the times that he's been up with the Sabres, a few games here and there on call-ups, I think he's been fine. I wouldn't say that he has any sort of potential of being a top-line player at any point, unless I'm not seeing something that others are. But he's been more consistent in the American League this year with Rochester. So I guess that's maybe where people are starting to think, hey, maybe it's starting to just to come together this year. Last year, very inconsistent with the AHL. So maybe that's just kind of the lure there that he is figuring it out, I guess you'd say. But I, you know, if he was going to be a part of the Sabres, and again, we know the Sabres aren't loaded with talented forwards right now, I think that he'd still be somewhere in the middle of all their prospects. The Sabres, of course, have Sam Reinhart, which they, I would think, have slotted ahead of Armia. You know, they still have Mikhail Gregorenko coming up that they have ahead of Armia. So I think they've got some other prospects that they still value much more, which is why I think that Tim Murray decided that he was expendable.
Brian Koziol joins us out of Buffalo. Sabres, of course, get rid of – well, no, I shouldn't say get rid of, but Tyler Myers is the big piece that the Winnipeg Jets acquired. Drew Stafford, I think, is a rental. We saw Myers in his rookie season. Everyone was like, wow, 6'8", rookie of the year. This guy's going to be dominant. And I know the team hasn't been very good, and maybe that's a part of it, Brian. But what do you see as the overall player of Tyler Myers? Is this a guy who still hasn't reached the peak? Was the best year his rookie year? Is he just a solid number three? What is he?
I think he's a solid player that I think if Sabre fans didn't think was going to be the next Chara, I think that fans wouldn't have been so much to be on him. I think what you described with that, how that rookie year went, it was like total blossom. It was the perfect script to the rookie season. And I think everybody put him on the benchmark of 1 to 10 thinking he's going to be a 10. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be the next Chara because of his size, of course, that right away you think that comparison comes in. And then for the next few years, he came down to maybe like a 7 out of 10 player, which would probably put him on your second pair among your defensive pairs. I think he's a good player. I'm a little more higher on him, I think, than maybe some of the other Buffalo people are, Buffalo media, that think that maybe he's a little more inconsistent. I just think for a guy that's that big that can skate that well, I still think that has a lot of value. So I think Winnipeg got a good player. I think just as long as your expectation is that Tyler Myers is not going to be at Chara level or at Hall of Fame level, if you just say, listen, he's going to be maybe your number 3D, I think he can still play a ton of minutes. I think that you got yourself a great player. I just think fans' expectations with Myers was through the roof after he won the Rookie of the Year, and I think because he came down a little, I think that's kind of where he maybe wore out his welcome, at least with fans here in Buffalo.
Zach Bogosian comes over. I know Patrick Kane today had some pretty glowing remarks about him. His exact quote was, I was surprised he was involved in the trade. He's really hard to play against. Buffalo, I'm assuming, needs that type of guy, you know, a real physical presence who can play 22, 23 minutes on their back end. They've got a lot of young D prospects, but where do you see Bogosian fitting in? Who do you think he's going to be paired with? And then secondly, what's happened to Mark Pesek in that organization?
Pesek, I'll start with. He is playing in the American League in Rochester, and probably right now, I think, would be the Sabres, with Myers gone, maybe the third or fourth best defenseman behind their top pair with the real young pair of Ristolainen and Zadorov. I just think right now Tim Murray thinks that having him play in the American League and essentially be the leader down there and play high 20 minutes every night is better for his development than to be up here in Buffalo and maybe get less minutes and maybe not be on the power play. You know, this is maybe where some people view Tim Murray saying when he said, quote, lose properly, people might say, hey, there are players on Buffalo's roster that clearly Mark Pesek is better than. And I'm 100% in agreement with that. But he thinks the way to develop Pesek properly is to have him essentially lead the defense down on the AHL team. So I think Pesek will be in that 3-4 pairing next year defensively for the Sabres. As far as Bogosian goes, I think because of what you said, Ristolainen and Zadorov, those are players that he has a lot of love for. But they don't necessarily have maybe as much grit as somebody like Bogosian. So I think he thought, you know what, I can afford to give up Myers with his skating and his offensive high parts because I've still got that with Ristolainen and I still have that with Pesek. Bogosian can maybe round out my defense. I can become a little bit more of a complete group that way. So I think maybe that's where Murray was going there too.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I was just curious about Pesek. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with him if they feel he wants to develop some parts of his game and really dominate and gain confidence at the American League level and then come back next year and crush it. I don't think that's a negative at all. One last one. Jonas Enroth is out. His save percentage was .903. Neuwirth was .907. It is not really much of a difference. But are you surprised of that trade? And because right now, they don't have any goalie signed for next season.
I was surprised because not that he made a move, it was that it was Enroth, because I thought Enroth has definitely been the better of the two throughout the year. You read it, they're very close. Neuwirth, to me, has been in and out of the lineup with injuries. He did so last year. I think he just finds ways to not be on the ice at times. And Enroth, when the Sabres had a very good stretch earlier in the year, when they won 10 out of 13, was the major reason behind it. When Enroth has shown that he's played a lot of minutes, he tends to get a lot better. The one thing that maybe is the reason for this trade is, well, A, his contract's up, and Murray wanted to get something for him. But I don't know if what he got, in my opinion, was that great. But regardless, Murray, on the record, multiple times has said he values big goaltenders, and Enroth is not that. And he got one back in return. Neuwirth, a little bigger, and some of the guys below him in the system that the Sabres have right now are bigger goalies. So I guess maybe that's his reasoning, that maybe Enroth just wasn't in Murray's long-term vision plans anyway. The trade for a third and Lindback, to me, I don't think is that much in terms of value, but I know that the third, we were told, could turn into a second if Enroth plays with the Stars and they win a playoff round, which I think is very low anyway because I don't see the Stars making the playoffs anyway, but that's kind of that deal. You know, I guess it's just one of those try to get something for a UFA goalie that maybe you didn't want here long term. But I didn't think that they got much value in that trade, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I would agree there for sure. Brian, I appreciate a busy day for the Sabres. Chris Stewart, probably the next guy to be moved out of Buffalo. We'll wait to see when that happens.
Yeah, I think that's probably the next name on the radar. He has been excellent out of the last month or so. His offense has been the best he's been since he's been with Buffalo. So who knows? Tim Murray has Tim Murray just loves to strike at any moment. So who knows? Stewart could be moved in the next day or two, like you said.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thanks again.
Okay, guys, anytime.